Tape by Stephen Camden. Read by Stephen Camden and Laura Dockrell. In 2013, Amelia moves in with a grandmother after losing her parents. There, she finds a tape in the spare room. A tape with a boy's voice on it. A voice she can't quite hear, but which seems to be speaking to her. Back in 1993, Ryan records a diary on an old tape. He talks about his mother's death and about his love for a new girl he just saw who doesn't even know he exists. Amelia and Ryan are connected by more than just a tape. This is their story.
Hello? Is it on? Yeah, I can see the light. It's on. I'm starting again. I'm recording. That just happened. That actually just happened. And the crazy thing is, it didn't even feel weird. I think I get it now, Dad. I think I understand. It's probably best not to think about it too much, right? The universe and everything. I'm here. That's what matters. I'm here doing this and it happened, just like you said. So I guess the universe is happy. Was it always meant to be now? Sorry, I'll leave it alone. Everything happens when it should. This is what you did, sitting down and pressing record, and now it's going to be what I do. I'm talking into the speaker. How does that even work? Everybody always said, it's important to get stuff out, Amelia. Put it down, it's part of moving on. I never really listened. I guess I just didn't want to do it their way. Maybe I wasn't ready, I don't know. This feels different. This feels right. So much has happened, there's so much to say, so I'm going to say it. It's 12:30 now, and I'm recording my voice onto this tape, just like you.
Chapter 1. Ryan wiped the condensation from the small circular bathroom mirror with his fingers.